This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are back here on the morning shift, and we've got Rusty Menzel in the building with us. Good morning.
What did I walk into?
I don't know.
I mean, we're talking about Garrett's relationships and Whittling Wood.
Andy Van Slyke, the baseball card.
Oh, man.
A lot happening here this morning.
It's been a minute.
Garrett, if you really want a talent, you need to get your chainsaw and learn how to use a chainsaw to carve, like, you know, statues and stuff. Those people have talent.
Yeah, these dudes do, like, a bear and stuff, totem poles.
Where does that come from?
You know, Whittling Wood, being an Eagle Scout. You don't think the guy that carved stuff out of a chainsaw was an Eagle Scout? Right. Oh, you got another thing coming.
I was a little bit out of pocket.
Just random.
It was. You know. Nonetheless, Rusty.
What's wrong with being random?
Conversation I was having with Garrett a minute ago. What's more likely to be on your television on Sunday, the Daytona 500 or the NBA All-Star Game?
Neither, because I have a football camp in Valdosta this weekend.
Well, that sounds fun.
I got how many signups you got on a deal like that? Is it one of those, like, as many
this
as we can
one,
get?
No. I cap those things, man. Okay. This one's a good one. I would say the kids out of South Georgia, North Florida, very appreciative that someone comes down.
Sure.
We do it at Lounge, and it's a good camp. It's a good camp.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Probably about 150 kids.
I went to a traveling camp that was like three or four schools when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think it was maybe Middle Tennessee that would come down to Florida and put one on and have like a few other smaller schools. It was always a good deal.
They can't be on the road anymore like that.
Yeah.
They can't do stuff like that.
Really? Mm-mm. Wow. Good for them, I guess.
What do you think about the struggles Georgia's had in hoops quick?
Can't shoot.
Well, and see, I said this earlier and I kind of got like, I think people thought I was thinking about, this is Mike White. This is what he did at Florida.
Yep.
His teams jump out good. They hit these lulls in the season. They hit lulls in games where they can't shoot. But the reality is all that said, this is the best this is the best place Georgia basketball's been in years.
It just so happens to be at the same time the league is the healthiest league in the history of basketball.
The deepest league in the history of the earth.
I mean, it's
oh, by the way, the history of the earth.
Yeah.
The SEC tournament is going to be unreal.
Hold on now.
It's going to be crazy.
Hold on now, but they have not separated themselves since league play has started.
Dude.
I mean, they're 500.
Leave Carl Ravitch alone.
The Carl Ravitch comment from the other night,
dude,
where he said that, you know, it's crazy. The
everyone
SEC's
has
82
a moment.
I mean, come on, dude.
Everyone has a moment. Everybody has a moment.
Oh, man.
That toupee on his head must be too tight.
Dude, he was so pumped to bring that stat to light.
I love Carl Ravitch.
Somebody was in his ear going, hey, they're 82 and 82.
Bail on this. Bail on this, Carl. Bail. Anyways, man, we've been going through a lot of draft stuff recently. Mm-hmm. And talking about what Georgia players will be where, who you like, who you don't like. I even saw, was it Malachi Starks I saw mocked at one point? You know, that's going to enter the first round.
There's some questions on him as far as, I see a lot from about mid first to early second.
Yeah.
I think his coverage skills, his ball skills are elite. I think he struggled a little bit tackling this year. Like, you want to stick your face up in there enough? And that's going to be the question on him. He's going to work out. He's a super freak workout. He's a great kid. He's going to blow people away. I tell you, the guy that's trending, and I talked with someone yesterday with NFL Connections. You better watch Smile Munden. He's healthy. Word is he is. in that 4.55 range.
Ooh.
At 228 right now. If his foot medical, if he gets a good medical there, he's going to be a second rounder because he can blitz and he can play all three downs. And Smile's a guy that's also going to absolutely blow you away in an interview. Smile Munden sitting here right now, you would just be like, that's a damn dude.
I'd love to hear that, man.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. I would love, I mean, listen, I've given up on Jalen Walker ending up. I just pray to God he don't end up in Philly.
Well, no, he's going to end up in Carolina, apparently. That is what everyone's
saying. Yeah, we're going to pull up the mock draft that Phil Yates had, mm-hmm. and he had Jalen Walker ending up with the Panthers, actually. And then he also had Mykal Williams ending up with the Jets.
You know what's going to help Georgia? And listen, just right or wrong, because these are different players, that Philly deal is going to help Georgia. These guys that people are going to reach sometimes and go, what? We should do that, too. And so I'm interested to see. There's some people that I talk to that think Georgia – I think everybody thinks Ohio State's the lock. There's some people I talk to that think Georgia might have the most players drafted.
Wow. And help me out here because I didn't pay attention yesterday. How many invites did they get? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think they got 14, I think, and they missed Dan Jackson, who was a freaking MVP.
UGA has 14 along with Texas.
That's crazy.
And Dan Jackson didn't go. So that's 15.
And he played well at the Senior Bowl.
He played a great Senior Bowl.
Tell me why I should – I'm just not sold on Mykal Williams.
Here's the thing. Here's two things on Mykal. I've said this before on here, and everybody I talk to, I think Mike and I've had this discussion. There's only so many 6'5", 260-pound guys that can play five who can play the edge and rush the passer. It's the hardest body. Saying that, I was told the other day that after the Clemson game when he got cut blocked, that he basically played hurt all year.
Okay.
He never recovered. And you see him in the Texas game twice, you're like, that's that dude. And then you turn around and watch like UMass and Mississippi State, and he's nowhere to be found.
Well, that's my thing. I watch him and Shamar Stewart play, and I feel like they're the same guy.
Yep. I would be very comfortable with the Falcons taking him at 15. I wouldn't be comfortable taking him at 8. I would take Jalen Walker before him at 8.
Well, that's the next question.
Because there's only so many of those bodies to go around. And I know this kid, how he's wired. Now, listen, he's had Drew Rosenhaus since he was a freshman.
That's what I want to know. What's here?
Since he was a freshman.
Well, that's what I want to know is what's here because that's as important as the other stuff is what's up there.
He's got some dog to him now. I mean, he loves football. I just worry that after he took that cut block in that Clemson game, I just worry, like, did he shut it down enough to, like, you know what? Because I'm telling you, his workouts are going to be the question's going to be the Jared Wilson. I'm hearing he's going to be the top center taken.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Smile Munden is going to blow this combine up. Malachi Starks is going to get picked apart a little bit because of his play this year. He also had Drew Rosenhaus for the last 2 years.
Which is crazy.
Both of those guys had Drew Rosenhaus.
Well, and that's the thing.
So they know they're going to be first rounders for 2 years.
To frame that question like that, it seems like every mock that I look at, I look for Mykal Williams and Jalen Walker and see where they fit.
Yep.
And it seems like each mock draft guy flips them. Like one guy going here, one guy going there. It's like and it's all about team value and team needs.
Yep.
But obviously they fit in a front seven for teams that need front seven, and that's exactly what we need here. I don't think either one of those guys make it to 15.
Not either.
But and I think you just answered it. Jalen Walker would be the guy that you would want at 15.
That's the guy I would want.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. If we wind up with Mykal Williams, I'm good there because he is a tough ass dude. Now, you go back and watch the freshman game against Paris Johnson against Ohio State.
Yes.
I mean, he absolutely dealed him up. Now, and I've known Mykal since he was a 10th grader. I know how he's wired. I just wonder if he's got that. If he's got that, I've got to go get it for the next 10 years in that head because Jalen Walker does, without a doubt. Like, Jalen Walker, if he stays healthy, he's going to be a damn dominator.
But if he goes to the Jets, like projected in this Field Yates mock draft, and I'm talking about Mykal, I think Aaron Glenn's probably someone that maybe could get it out of him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that I just wonder where he was health wise because. You watch the Texas game, and he took that game over in Austin. And then you watch Jalen Walker took that game over in Austin. You watch the second Texas game. He played great against two projected, potential first-rounders. So I just wonder where he is mind-wise. But for me, if you're going to ask me one question, the sure bet for Georgia, to me, is Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
And the more I was around him, I'm just telling you, this dude's – I'm telling you, man, he can play three downs. I'm very interested in where they project him.
Well, he's going to be top 10, and his
some position
position-wise, yeah.
The way he played the game screams, you know, that you got to have that guy on your defense, yeah. and
college
and figure
his
it out.
Dad's a college coach. I mean,
let me. How much do you know?
Checks boxes, man.
I want to stay in the SEC, but I want to leave Georgia for a second. How much you know about James Pierce? Because he's a guy that is right around our number where we will be.
Yep.
But I haven't. Mike and I have not watched him yet, and
I got a pretty good detail report on
him. Let's go.
So, the get off, the bend. All of that is very elite, very elite. A little bit light in the pants. And what Georgia did twice against him was run right at him. They put big dudes on him to kind of take him out. It's almost like the way people started doing Harold Perkins.
Yeah.
Now, don't let Harold Perkins run sideline to sideline on you. Get your ass beat.
Yeah,
you got to run. You got to gauge him, come at him.
Track you down.
James Pierce, to me, can be an elite pass rusher, and I know he tried to work on his weight this year. There's only so many of those guys that can get off like that, but I worry a little bit about the size of these tackles in the league and getting their hands on him and him being able to set the edge.
Looking at Jordan Mailata, it's like, man, he ain't going to struggle.
Well, that's the thing, because he's around the same size as Mike Green.
Explosive.
But one of the things that Mike Green from Marshall showed is he's explosive, but he's also got strength. He's powerful now.
Yep.
Can Pierce, because that's where Mike Green, to me, it sells, is he can play in the run. He can shed. You can't block him with a tight end. He does a good job of shedding blocks. Can Pierce do something similar?
You know, when the Eagles took Nolan Smith and everybody was like, yeah, it didn't work out. He ain't done much. And he didn't. I think James Pierce can be that guy. If you draft him in 3 years, you go, damn, we hit on this guy.
All
we
sudden,
may not have hit this
one. Season turns it on.
Second half, and he gets some training in him, some weight training in him.
I want to bring up a name that I think you're familiar with that is mocked after 15 in most of these. That it seems like the Falcons could have this guy if they wanted. That's Walter Nolan at Ole Miss.
Love him.
I look at this guy. I know he's an interior guy. I know a lot of people want edge corner. He's a difference maker.
Hungry.
He's from Tennessee. Yeah. Obviously went to a couple different places in the SEC. He's an Ole Miss guy. That front and what they were able to do to Georgia's offensive line in that matchup, it was wreak havoc.
He's one that won me over because he kind of gives you the vibes. I think he went to 3 high schools in 4 years in high school.
He
bounced around.
Moved
to Knoxville. Yeah. Everybody thought he was going there. Then he bounced around in college. But what he did this year showed me that his switch turned on.
Yeah.
And there's only so many of those interior game wreckers. And I remember everybody saying after they worked him out, they were like, yeah, that guy's number one player in high school. He's number one player in the country. He's worth the headache.
It's weird because a lot of times when you look at going to different high schools and different colleges, it's a negative. Like, I think at this point in time, I look at it, I think of it as a positive.
Yeah.
He was productive everywhere.
Yeah, he was.
And I'm like, that means he can be productive here.
Yeah, you never know what's going on. Barry Alexander's going to be the next one with so many schools, so many places. Does Barry Alexander switch turn on or not? Because
Woo!
Walter Nolan did.
Be interesting to see how it all plays out. Yep. Rusty, thanks for joining us. And up next, Braves spring training. We got a preview for you up ahead here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.